Welcome in, kingly brothers and heroic husbands from around the planet. Welcome to this new episode of the Be the Husband She Brags About podcast. This is the one podcast where everything we do, we say, we express aims to support you become the marriage transforming hero of your relationship. Have you ever found yourself in conflict where everything you say makes your queen's irrationality worse? Have you ever stonewalled your queen during conflict because shutting up just makes sense in the moment? And secretly in that same moment, your mind can't take any more of her bullshit. That's the way your mind is thinking in that moment. Be real, be honest here. Has your queen ever accused you of not listening to her, reporting that she doesn't feel seen, heard, or safe around you, or some variation of those? If you are answering yes to one, two, or all of those above, you are in a very, very, very long list of husbands around the planet. The great news here is that arguably the most powerful communication tool in all conscious relating, in the toolbox of conscious relating, I get excited, really fucking excited talking about this. The greatest communication tool to de-escalate your queen's irrationality is the simplest tool in the world for regular guys like you, regular guys like myself, to use. And it's called labeling. I get excited about this because in my worst of moments, they're now the best of moments because it birthed where I'm at. But you know what I mean. When you're in hell, it's very hard to sort of go and project yourself to 10 years' time, 5 years' time, 5 months, 5 weeks' time, whatever it is, when things are going to feel more heavenly, there's harmony back, marriage, she's softening and, you know, surrendering into your arms and that. In those darkest of moments, I was so caught up with feeling I was a victim of my queen's irrationality. It's like, Christ, everything I say, and the more I say, the more infuriated she was getting, the more upset she was getting, the more rejected she was getting, the more feeling abandoned she was getting. And that's why I pointed the thing. It's like, secretly, your mind can't take any more of her bullshit. Now, sometimes queens, beautiful wives are listening into this. Hey, just bringing humility back into it for on behalf of the kings and the heroic husbands that are listening in. When I'm talking about bullshit, that's a perceived. You're perceiving in that moment, man, it's bullshit. It's not actually bullshit. She's on form. It's called queenly feedback, etc., etc., etc. But it's really hard to see that in the moment. So it feels like bullshit. Because why? Being honest, and this is where heroic humility comes in, it's shadow work, is to get really honest with what's actually happening inside of your nervous system. I want to say, I'm AO fucking K many times, even in recent weeks, months, and years. There's many times when my queen goes full flame, full goddess mode, full queen mode, boom, hits me with some ferocious feedback in the moment, maybe caught me on the hop, maybe what for whatever reason. And in that moment, my persona, still there, not enlightened, regular dude with a willingness to do irregularly deep inner work. I'll always say that. There's no perfection here. But in that moment, many times my mind will come up and, hey, if I ran with the first thought that came through, with that first emotion, just many times when my mind just goes, what sort of irrational bullshit is this? Or print-offs and thinking coming from that general sort of perspective. Now, my practice here is I don't just let that first thought take over my tongue as much as I can. Or if I do, I catch it as quick as possible, course correct, clean my plate, say sorry, and as a result, my beautiful queen trusts me more than ever before, and she trusts me pretty much more than any other human being alive on the planet. In this moment of time, I'm like, that's grade A, fucking proud of how far I've come to get that. Regular dude with an uncommon willingness to do irregularly deep inner work. This is what guys within Heroic Husbands men's circles are doing. Those that stick with the process over the long term, to start realizing, wow, this beautiful queen can come to trust me and soften into my arms, into my presence more than I ever thought was possible. Labeling is one of the fucking coolest tools to take you there. Not only will it calm her irrationality down, that super sensitized, furious, unboxable, seemingly untamable, feminine fucking shitstorm, not only will it calm that down, but she'll love you for it, and here's why. I want to jump in a little bit into the science of it, because part of my genius and why I can do what I do via the podcast, one-on-one coaching and with Heroic Husbands Men Circles is because I came to this work feeling emotionally totally broken, feeling that I didn't have any emotionality in me, like my nervous system, I like emotional attunement, all this emotional shit, deep intimacy, what the fuck is that? I've had to come at it from an exceptionally dominant rational perspective, black and white. So when I get why something works, I get the reason behind why I should use it, I'll use it. So I meet guys there. The vast majority of men out there, hey, rational minded, we'll even say things like, hey, I'm a rational minded guy, I don't do emotions. Like we'll sort of fight for our identity. So I'll meet you there with the rationale behind it. The simple science behind labeling's war ending power. Listen to the words. Feel my passion, man. This is the type of shit that if I could go back and get to the worst moments, like in the first 12 years, and like if I could whisper in my ear and go, man, here's the tool. This is how you use it, Mark. You know, just do this. I'm about to tell all of you guys. If I could do, guys, man, moments of my darkest moments in life could have been avoided. So the simple science behind labeling's war-ending power. The amygdala is our brain's emotional center. Over a little bit of an oversimplification, there's lots of different parts of the brain, but it's really at the epicenter of it. It's this funky, groovy shaped thing sort of at the back of the reptilian brain. It's real primitive sort of danger or safe emotional responsiveness. Functional MRI or fMRI is used to measure brain activity. When the amygdala shows intense activity on functional MRI, this means there is an intense emotion being experienced. Are you with me thus far? Now, it gets really interesting because neuroscience has, with functional MRI, it's such a funky, amazing tool because it can see inside the nervous system, it can see inside the brain, and when it can measure what parts of the brain light up and when and research is then done to go, okay, well, if we can measure what's happening in the brain, in the center, in the nervous system, and then we can put subjects through certain experiences, we can then test and get a cause-effect response, which is research at its basics. So what's cool about the research that they did was, obviously, they were measuring amygdala activity in this, and researchers induced a negative emotion in participants by showing people pretty fucking gruesome photos, all sorts of crazy shit, accidents, people being maimed, like just really horrible stuff that, you know, unless some people were sociopathic in the study, that sociopathic people can have like an absolute lack of empathy inside of them. So it's like these images were designed to provoke emotionality. Now, where it gets really interesting is they showed a photo, they see a massive spike in amygdala activity going, oh, there's a lot of emotionality being provoked. And then they asked, what are you feeling? Every time a person self-labeled their emotional state, the intensity of the emotion dropped. This is so fucking important, guys. I want to emphasize it. If I had a live band here, I'd be like, can you just a drum roll, please? Has everybody listened? It's the one most important takeaway that you need to take from here is that every time a person self-labeled their emotional state, the intensity of the emotion dropped. What is it that you're yearning for in the worst of conflict with your queen? That, Jesus, irrationality. Irrationality is the opposite of rationality. Irrationality is emotional, is emotionality. So what we're yearning most, if you're like me in those moments of, oh my God, everything I'm saying, it just, she gets worse and worse, and why could we not have, why, like, if she just listened to me, this conversation could have been done and dusted like 3 hours ago. Oh my God, she's still going on. It's the level of emotionality, the irrationality that she's embodying in that moment. We'd love to be able to turn the volume down a bit. Not turn her off, but like, we would love that. When I've said this in front of groups of guys, it's like every guy is like, they start laughing. It's like, oh man, if I could get my fingers on the volume control switch, Mark, ha ha ha. You know, it's like, and I get it. It's not wrong. Maybe, you know, Queen's listening in to be like, oh, how dare you want to manipulate me and all that. It's okay, like, it's cool, it's part of it. But like, you know, as somebody that loves her and is, you know, that deep heart intentionality is, man, if I could just bring that irrationality so we can sort of just cool it down a little bit so we can get back to connection. It's not a wrong thing. It's a beautiful thing. And this is the tool. Every single person who self-labeled their emotional state, the intensity of the emotion dropped. That meant the irrationality of the experience that they were having dropped. Labeling my heroic husband, amazing brothers around the planet, might be the most important skill to unwind and solve the most difficult problems that you're facing, not only with your queen, but in parenting as well, and hey, in business and in all your human interactions. It's such a simple thing. Now here's the thing, don't get tricked by its simplicity. One thing I've noticed within myself, and I definitely am catching it a lot when I'm working with guys, is, you know, when a tool is so simple, it's like so fucking simple. It's like, yeah, really. There's almost this part of our rational mind that loves technology, loves complicated things. So, you know, if it takes me 4 hours to get my head around it, it must be really powerful. It's like, really? And we get this super simple, oh, that just seems too good to be true. You know, it's that simple. That might be in marketing, that might be in certain promises in the world. This is backed up by research. It's black and white. I'm actually challenging the rational part of your being that so many of you sort of go, hey, I'm a rational guy, I'm so rational, I wish she would get more rational like me. I wish she was like a man. We want to take the most attractive part away from her. We don't want to take it away from her, we want to be able to meet her there in a way that she can feel seen, heard, and safe. And labeling is the way to go. So the important thing is, you know, don't get tricked by the simplicity. In the octagon of marriage conflict, simplicity works. You really don't want to bring in complicated tools there. Definitely in the beginning. This is one simple tool that is like so powerful, it'll get you going. Now, how to use this simple superpower. So you have this tool. So it's like, okay, Mark, it's like, cool, whatever. People in the lab, they're showing this shitty, gruesome photo. And when they were asked, you know, what are you feeling? Once the state of their emotional state, the intensity dropped. Like, what the fuck has that got to do with me when my queen is hunting my ass down? She's putting the pressure on. She's not listening to anything I say. Everything I say, it's dropping on deaf ears, it seems. And she's getting more and more pissed off, etc., etc., etc. And I'm wanting to stonewall. What the fuck does labeling, how does it fit into that? Well, the secret is to keep it simple. When in conflict with your queen, reflect back to her what her emotional state seems like. You're not stating it as an absolute truth that you are like the prophet, you know exactly what she's feeling. Now, clarity with words, you know, I know a lot of you, you know, report to me, and I get it, I listen. You know, when I was driving more often, it's like, hey, I'd be listening to it in the car. So full concentration. You're sort of on the run. You might literally be running. You're on the way to work. You're on the commute. You're out walking the dog. You're listening to it in the kitchen as you're I don't know, tidying up, preparing a meal for your family, whatever the fuck. You're working out, you're listening to the podcast. So you're not in full concentration mode. This is really fucking important. Don't send me emails, don't send me shitty responses going, hey man, labeling didn't work, if you haven't applied it exactly as I'm teaching it here. Simple, yeah. It's simple to fuck up to if you do your own version of it. Oh, Mark, I tried the version, the sort of post fucking walking the dog, messaging my mates and semi-listen to your podcast version of it. I did that version of it, and why the fuck did she get more angry with me? The secret is to keep it simple and to keep it accurate. Start with the specific words. It seems like. And then follow up with, what emotion you feel it seems to you like she is experiencing? It seems like you're upset. It seems like you're feeling overwhelmed in this moment. It seems like you're angry right now. It seems like you're feeling abandoned. When you land those words, so long as you're going with it seems like, and you land the label of the emotion, what you must do is have the discipline to let the label have its effect. Let it sink in and spark contemplation within your queen's nervous system. The men's work way of saying this is land your label, then shut the fuck up and listen. Okay? That's literally, it's like, hey, straight talking, Heroic Husbands Men's Circle, it's one-on-one coaching. It's like, hey, there's the tidy way and then there's the men's work way. It's like, hey man, just shut the fuck up. Really, learn to just zip your mouth and shut the fuck up. Resist explaining the label or following up in any way. Part of this, you know, when we try new tools in intimate relationship with our queens, there can be this people-pleasing part. There's this feminine-pleasing, this fear of she's going to reject you. There's this background anxiety or tension, and like you don't have the confidence of knowing the results. So it's like, you know, like you're a little bit on edge. Drop it. Like with discipline, it seems like you're upset. Leave it at that. Let it do its work. What happens in this moment is it gives your queen the opportunity to reflect, if even for a moment, and it could be for a prolonged moment, it's like, you know, am I upset about this? The mere act of self-reflection dissipates the negativity. Now, the biggest mistake that can happen here, well, you can do follow-up, you can start explaining it, but one of the biggest mistakes, and again, if you're out running, walking the dog, doing like, you're multitasking, I get it, you're cool, you want to fit a whole heap of stuff in, but if you miss this bit, this is where the biggest mistake that happens when guys try to do it in their own version, quote-unquote, the wrong way to label, or I should say the way to label if you like your queen being pissed with you method, which is the half-hearted bullshit I semi-listened version. Not a good thing to do. You need accuracy with this. But the wrong way to label is what I'm hearing is, by starting out with I'm, what I'm hearing is, it points subconsciously and consciously to, you know, you're being more interested in your own perspective. You know, what I'm hearing is, it will trigger attack and defense way quicker. It's like, what I'm hearing, no, you're not hearing this, blah, you're not hearing me right at all. I'm hearing, it puts the focus on you. It seems like you're upset. What I'm hearing is you're upset. Will evoke attack. It seems like you're upset, and leave it at that. Keeping it clean like that. The whole thing here is your body is transmitting a message always that is evoking a response from your queen. It's evoking a response from all people that you relate with intimately, your kids and best friends, etc., etc. But within the container of marriage, your body, and of course your body includes your speech, is sending out a message that's evoking response. A key point here is, don't pretend that it's a magic bullet. I know I build it up and I'm like, hey, I'm so enthusiastic because it is transformative. But the transformation are cumulative. It builds over time. And it can build over time in a conversation where, hey, you'll say, it seems like you're upset. And you leave her space. And she might go, hey, I'm upset. And she might give you a bit fire back. But there's a, scientifically, the amygdala, when she is like, yeah, I am upset, if you get it right, but even if you mightn't label the exact emotion, sometimes it can happen where it's like, well, I'm not upset, but I'm disappointed. You know, it there again, you've put her into reflective mode, getting it right. You know, upset is a really beautiful one because it's sort of general. It's general. It's not putting an exactly, but I feel it seems like you're anxious. You know, it's like, it's quite specific. Seems like you're upset. Quite general. Gives you a better chance of success. Seems like you're overwhelmed. You know, a lot of the times our queens will come in and they've so much to do and they might attack us. You know, we feel under attack for what we're not doing, for the thing we've forgotten. Hey, baby, it seems like you're overwhelmed. Upset and overwhelmed are a good starter, just from first-hand experience and experience of guys using them. Again, don't go with what I'm hearing is, and know that it's cumulative. It builds over time. Sometimes there'll be a little reaction. Sometimes a lot. Beat a mountain in the storm. You're not doing this to tidy up the whole thing, to have it as a magic bullet that like kills irrationality. This is supportive. She'll feel seen and heard, and it will kick off the next part of the conversation where she's, because she's feeling seen and, or she's feeling seen and felt into, being felt into, feeling seen, heard and safe. That's like an ultimate for the feminine. Doesn't happen much. And if you're listening into this podcast, high chances, high. There's only like a 99.99999% chance if you're listening in that your queen hasn't been feeling seen, heard and safe to a level that really sustains and nourishes her and has built, you know, it's pretty much an unbreakable trust that you are going to come up with the goods again and again. One thing also in the practice of this that I've seen myself in the beginning and with guys that I'm working with one-on-one and in the groups is the interpretation that a lack of response to a label, it's something bad. It's something to be feared. It's like, oh shit, she's not saying anything, or there's this long quiet. It's a good sign. It means, you know, if you say that, hey, baby, it seems like you're upset. It seems like you're overwhelmed. If she goes quiet, well, first of all, she's not attacking you. She's not fucking tearing your eyes out. She's not like calling you X, Y, and Z. The, you know, and hey, flowery language comes from the storm, guys. Yeah. I hope I'm not the only one in the group here, you know, that has had many times lots of flowery language and still get flowery language put my way to challenge me to see how grounded I am as the mountain in the storm. It's always the feminine challenge to the masculine. But it's a good sign if your queen goes quiet when you use a label. It means that she's churning it over. She's reflecting again. The amygdala is dropping in emotion and she's more shifting into reflecting on it. Now, keep going. Know that silence is, you're on the right track. Don't freak out. Don't go, oh, she's not giving me a response. You know, I need a response to sedate my anxiety. You know, give me feedback. No, remain calm, going, hey, I know. I listened to the podcast. It's like, this is a good sign. She's gone quiet. And follow up. Follow up with statements like, hey, sounds like I haven't went far enough. With a curiosity, with a tone of curiosity. It's like, sounds like I haven't went far enough. Sort of like, eh? You know, with that question mark sort of essence to it. It sounds like there's more that I'm not fully seeing yet. And again, go quiet. you are leading the masculine, like the masculine practice in intimate relating is to lead, is to penetrate through the protective patterns of your queen in a way that is relaxing and feels safe and feels trustworthy. And when you are remain grounded with these incredible tools of these words, and you follow the practice as I'm describing, if you're liking this, listen to it again and again. That's why I'm slowing down with it. It's such a powerful tool. I want you guys to get the full essence of it. Sounds like there's more here than meets the eye. Sounds like there's some feeling you have about this that I haven't yet touched on. I go quiet again, knowing that when she's quiet, she's reflecting. And you're bringing her out of the super emotionally reactive amygdala, which if she's been highly irrational, by your experience, there's a lot of emotionality. You can bet your bottom dollar that her amygdala is feeling triggered, and it has been feeling it's under danger, that there's a threat in what you have started communicating, wittingly or unwittingly, at the beginning of this conversation. You can assume that the amygdala was pumping out neurochemicals that were triggering alert, alert, danger, danger in her nervous system. So this tool of labeling with the follow-up supporting your capacity to take your queen deeper into her experience, it's taking her directly out of the amygdala. The amygdala, the volume goes down more and more and more, and then you take her into, hey, is there more than with the follow-up, sounds like there's more I'm not fully seeing yet, etc., etc. It's bringing her more into reflecting upon what's really happening in her human experience. It's an awesome practice. Coming into landing, the bonus point in all of this is the opposite is true for labeling a positive emotion. So it's like the same tool, it's like the same setup, but when you label a positive emotion, it increases the emotional intensity. Like a certain thing that I would label within my queen, and hey, there's like, it might be an exact, emotional state. You use like sort of metaphorical language. I like, hey, it feels like you're on fire, baby. And, if my queen has been doing stuff with the girls, or she's doing her art, or she's been writing her book, and it's like, I come in, it's like, feels like you're on fire, baby. And I landed with that energy. It feels like you're on fire, baby. And she lights up. I can tell you, she lights up. It's like this miraculous turning up of the volume. And she's, what comes from that? It's like, yeah, I am. I'm feeling great. Blah, blah, blah. And then she's talking about the book. And then the conversation comes up and opens up. And she's feeling more and more of it. And then it's child's play to just keep getting curious about her experience. Oh, what was it, baby? What did you nail in the writing this morning? Or what was in the horse riding? Or what happened in work? Tell me more. It seems like you're really satisfied with yourself. These are potent labels to consciously place there with your queen. Witness her in her emotional experience. Take a chance. Have the courage to try it. When you can focus and affirm via precisely consciously set out labels of her positive emotional states, the feminine in this profoundly sick society, in many senses, is going around feeling overwhelmed, feeling not enough, feeling like they're at risk of being abandoned, feeling like they're not worth taking time to themselves, feeling like they're just not up to scratch as a mother, as a wife, etc., etc. So when you are the one, her king, and you take the time to get the fuck out of your own head and notice her and consciously make the effort to reflect it back and go, hey, seems like you're really satisfied with yourself right now. And it's like, it brings upon us like, yeah, actually I am really satisfied. And then the natural impulse when you label a positive one is that there is an excitement to speak to it, because why? You will have done what her mom and dad probably didn't do enough of, if ever at all. In school, probably didn't do enough of it at all. You quickly become the one human on the planet that witnesses her. You're the one with the leading, you're at the fucking, like, you're at the front edge of the concert. You have the seat by the stage. Fuck it, you're energetically on the stage. You're the one with the season ticket to be there. But you got to use this. So, in all of this, my invitation, nay, my direct masculine challenge, guys, is, first of all, number one, recognize the simplicity and the inherent power of this as a tool. You're listening into the podcast. I've had guys that come on Heroic Husbands, the intro calls, and hey, they recognize that their greatest challenge is, it's like, Mark, I'm listening to it on the run, I'm listening to it in the car, and it's like, I'm pumped, I'm super pumped. It seems so simple, it seems so clear, but it's like, hey, by the time I get home, you know, I'm sort of forgetting it, and it's like, you know, and they reach out, and I get that. I was reading books, I was listening to podcasts, but I, at some point, had to reach out and get the support so I could get that feedback, so it would, like, I'd be held accountable. And I will say, I won't hold back. Heroic Husbands Men's Circles, the new intake is happening. It's like the calls, the intro calls, you better get yourself in right now, as soon as possible. The next intake is going to be happening. It's in the month of July that the intake will be happening. I think it's beginning on the 23rd. But the intro calls are now. There's two new groups. I already have, it's 11 intro calls booked with guys rapidly signing up. So the spaces are limited. It's just going to be those two groups. So definitely get in if you want that support. That said, part of how I transform my marriage, I want to lean in with you guys, like, you know, there's certain times you've got to clarify you've got to clear up the battlefield and listen at times, have the humility to listen to people who have went to the place that you really desire to go. I listen to billionaires on business and finances now, because it's like, I've had major fucking shit stir with money. I'm like, hey, I listen to a billionaire. That dude has got what I want, where I'm going and facing. So if I keep following his process, I really listen to, you know, seven-figure entrepreneurs to all the way to billionaires. They're preferably billionaires. So I will say this, like, with radical confidence, you know, when I say to you, hey, labeling works, I let you, like, this is one of the most powerful tools I use on a very, very, very regular basis with my queen, with my kids. I have two daughters, like, massive emotional sensitivity fucking off the charts. It's amazing. And this is when I use this, it works. It really works. They trust me more than ever before. I'm not perfect, but it works. With the guys one-on-one, it works. With the guys in Heroic Cosmos, hey, the ones that really, really dedicate themselves and take it on board and make it a way of life, man, it's off the fucking charts what's happening in marriages. It works. So my challenge to you is, I know you're busy, but if you're not getting the results in your marriage, you're busy doing the wrong things. And at some point, I had to have the humility to go, Mark, you're never going to get your fucking shit in order if you don't, like, listen to the tools that these guys that have transformed their marriages, this strategy, you're not going to get it until you get your ass out of bed and you actually write it, you take notes, and you start implementing. It's not good enough. Good intentions is not good enough, guys. And I'm not saying it's not good enough to, you know, gain my love or the respect of people. You know, it's like, whatever. It's not good enough to get you the results you deserve, man. I have immense love for all of you. I have immense honoring of your good intentions listening in. You're ahead of, like, 99% of husbands on the planet. I get the good intentions, but it's not good enough. Good intentions will not get you the results. So listen to this one again and again. I'm telling you, I'm at the far side and I'm seeing tons of guys around the world using this to amazing effect. It's available to you, but only if you implement. And again, a reminder coming into landing, if you would really like accountability. Accountability is the single greatest transformative support that you can access. Heroic Husbands Men's Circles, guys, it'll be off the chart. Labeling and hundreds of other tools with brotherly support, with feedback, with shadow work processes, etc., 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 off the fucking charts. With total brotherly love and absolute honoring for every single one of you, You're amazing human beings, appreciating you listening in. In perfect alignment with the mantra of this movement. Better husbands today, better world tomorrow. Go have a fucking awesomely amazing kingly day.